The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Hi, I'm Charlie Hall, and welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs, issues, and ideas that are shaping the federal courts. On Topic today, the Federal Bar Association. We're joined by District Judge Gustavo Helpe Jr. from the District of Puerto Rico, who also serves as the president of the Federal Bar Association. Judge Helpe, welcome.
My pleasure, Charlie.
My first question is about the Federal Bar Association. Who are its members and what is its mission?
The mission of the FBA, and I'll call it FBA from now on, is to strengthen the federal legal system, the administration of justice, by serving the needs of the federal practitioner, both public and private. The Federal Bar Association in 2020 will be 100 years old. Currently, there are about 16,500 plus members nationwide, and that includes both judges and attorneys.
That covers quite a span. From the perspective of the Federal Bar Association, what are the greatest challenges facing the U.S. judiciary?
Well, we saw that last year. One of the greatest challenges was when the courts were sequestered, when there was a government shutdown, because we offer services to the public. We have to decide if an individual or preside over a trial or hearings in criminal cases where rights of individuals are affected, constitutional rights. We also have civil cases. Attorneys and parties have a right to have their cases tried civilly. And when things like that happen, as we saw last year, it affects the administration of justice heavily, because then we have to determine what are our priorities. And to me, I guess as a judge, all cases are equally important. And if if they're affected, if the courts are affected in that way, justice cannot be served. And we are here to serve justice.
Tell me how the FBA was helpful in addressing those challenges, especially the budget.
The FBA was a big voice both in Congress. We have a Governance Relations Committee. We had folks from that committee who testified in Congress before the Senate and spoke about the importance of keeping the federal courts open. The budget of the federal judiciary is but a fraction of that of the United States every year. And it's so minute compared to what other agencies or the executive agencies or the other branches of government get. And every time that it's curtailed, it keeps having, it's a domino effect. And it's very important that we continue to defend that. The courts are not here to make money, to generate money. We're here to give a service. And without the third branch of government, our constitution cannot come to life. Sometimes Congress may feel, well, it's the judges who, need all of this. It's not the judges, it's the federal practitioners. If courts are shut down, some judges will continue to work, but, the staff can't work and the public can't work. The practitioners, will find a way to practice, but the public won't be served. And that's what's important about our federal courts. The public needs to be served.
Beyond the budget, does the judiciary have any other critical priorities?
One of the needs, and this is a need that's been around in my court for the last 2 years until now, we just had a new United States District Judge confirmed. We only have 7 active judges. We have 3 senior judges. 2 of them have been keeping an almost full workload for the last couple of years until the new judge came aboard. It's very important that we promote and send out the message to Congress, particularly the Senate, that once nominees are out there, the hearings have to be as expedited as possible. And without these judges and these vacancies, it's very hard for other judges they're going to have to carry heavier workloads. And that's one of our other priorities. We're educating the public. We're trying to educate the legislative branch and helping in any way we can to get good qualified candidates. We're not promoting any particular candidate suggesting that a particular person be appointed. That's not the role of the FBA. What the FBA promotes is that judges be selected, nominated, they go through the process, and if they're qualified, they be confirmed so they can come in and continue to help the nation's judiciary.
Judge Helpe, you're now in the middle of your presidential year at the FBA. What are some of the association's priorities this year?
This year, 2014, marks the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act and the Criminal Justice Act. And these are perhaps, in my view, two of the most important pieces of legislation the Congress has ever passed. And the Criminal Justice Act, as we all know, it provides for federal public defenders, or for Criminal Justice Panel Act attorneys to represent our defendants who appear before us in federal court. And I think it's very important to commemorate that, and also the Civil Rights Act. We do have to commemorate that. And throughout this year, I've been encouraging the FBA, its many chapters across the nation, to talk with the different chief judges in each of our districts and to hopefully commemorate in ceremonies or other educational activities and promote to the public these two important statutes, which, as I said, they make the Constitution come to life.
Do you have any other thoughts, either about the Federal Bar Association or about the federal courts?
I'm very proud of all the chapters in the Federal Bar Association. I'm very proud of my colleagues. I'm very proud of the federal judiciary that I serve. I'm very proud of the attorneys who support us. I'm the first Article III judge to be president of the association at the national level. I am aware that at the chapter level, there are judges, for example, in the District of Minnesota, every couple of years a district judge becomes president of the Minnesota chapter. There are other districts where the judges are very active within the particular board of directors for those chapters. And I think it's very important to have attorneys and both judges because our association is not like a specialty association for plaintiff's attorneys or for judges, for example, who like labor law or criminal law. We come together as a group because we all see the interest of the federal court. We need to promote that, make sure the system is the best we can make it. And it's very good when we have judges who support the chapters, and at the same time, the chapters are going to support the federal judiciary. Sometimes judges are attacked unnecessarily. We're appointed for life, so in a sense, we can't worry about that. But sometimes the system is affected because the public perception is different. We cannot go out on TV and justify what we do. But many times the Federal Bar Association will explain, this is the rule of law, it's been followed, the jury system is this, appeals are that, and it will be explained to the public. And to the media, and sometimes the federal bar will be the voice of the judiciary, which many times has to be silent, particularly when judges are deciding cases, which we cannot comment about.
Judge Helfy, thank you again for speaking with us.
My pleasure, and thank you very much.
We've been talking with Judge Gustavo Helfy Jr., who is president of the Federal Bar Association. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for On Topic. I'm Charlie Hall for the U.S. Courts.